I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. This month's composer, Johann Strauss Jr., was a member of a musical family that entertained the entire city of Vienna for much of the 19th century. Johann Strauss Jr.'s father, also named Johann Strauss, was born in the tavern that his parents owned and ran. Strauss Sr. was fascinated by the musicians who worked in the tavern. He started playing violin, first in someone else's dance orchestra, and then he started his own orchestra. Eventually, Johann Strauss had quite a few orchestras with his name on them. Since everyone wanted to hire the official Johann Strauss Orchestra, and Strauss had groups performing all over Vienna on the same night, he always showed up to conduct a few numbers with each one, making them all official Johann Strauss orchestras. Johann Strauss Sr. had some very good business ideas, even if he never seemed to have any money. He took his dance orchestra on tour, something no one had ever done before. And when the orchestra wasn't playing for dances or touring, Strauss held outdoor concerts in Vienna. On those concerts, he also programmed music from popular symphonies and operas. Johann Strauss Sr. had a very interesting way of leading an orchestra, which his son Johann Jr. adopted too. They didn't use a baton, the little wand most conductors wave to beat time and keep the orchestra together. Instead, the Strausses played violin along with the orchestra, but they played standing up, using their violin bows and the swaying of their bodies to conduct. The next oldest brother after Johann Jr. was Josef Strauss. Josef followed in his older brother's footsteps by not going into the profession his father chose for him, in his case, the military. At first, Josef Strauss became an architect, but he also published 2 math books, wrote poetry and plays, and invented a street cleaning machine for the city of Vienna. Of course, he was also very musical. He played piano and sang. One year, when Johann Strauss Jr. got very sick, he convinced his brother Josef to take over the orchestra for a while. That was it. Josef Strauss was now in the family business. Josef and Johann Strauss Jr. also wrote music together. This polka is by both of them. Then there was the youngest brother, Eduard Strauss. He was very good at languages and planned to go into the foreign service. But he was also good at playing the harp, the piano, the violin, and you guessed it, he wound up conducting and composing for the Strauss Orchestra too. Every once in a while, all 3 Strauss brothers teamed up to write a piece of music. But Eduard Strauss was very jealous of his oldest brother, who was clearly the most talented of all the Strausses. When Johann Strauss Jr. died, Eduard Strauss built a huge fire and burned all of his brother's unpublished music. No one knows how many Strauss waltzes, marches, and polkas went up in flames. That's the Trich-Trotch Polka by Johann Strauss Jr., one of the pieces that fortunately did not go up in flames. Both Johann Strauss's, Jr. and Sr., were known as the Waltz King. The waltz itself was king of music in Vienna during their lifetimes, and next week's Classics for Kids show is all about the waltz. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. I hope you can join me again for more Classics for Kids.